Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
All right, we're going to talk about the gun problem that we have in this country, the illegal gun problem. We talked about it last week, remember, with the whole gold heist and the idea of that's what they're doing when they steal the gold. Well, our Scott Shantz has actually been digging into this a little bit more. Hi, Scott.
Hi, yeah. I'm interested in the gun thing, Simi, because I don't mind saying this. I like guns, you know? I have a lot of family members who hunt for sport.
Yep.
And I've gone shooting with them, and I think that it's fun, it's enjoyable, it's a hobby that a lot of people enjoy. I've benefited from families hunting and sharing the meat that they gather, and I think that I've kind of been around it for a long time, you know?
I've grown up with it as well,
yeah.
And I have a lot of hunters in my family. Responsible gun ownership is perfectly fine.
Totally. Now, we also do have an issue with, like, illegal guns coming across the border, that type of thing. And one of the things that the federal government has tried to do is this gun buyback program. Now, this isn't targeted at getting guns that are illegal off the streets. It's, you know, sometimes guns find their way from responsible owners to the streets through various whatever means. So they're trying to buy back these assault-style rifles from responsible gun owners and just trying to make sure that there are less of them out there. So they've been trying to do this for 4 years. That's when they started talking about this new program. They've spent $42 million so far on this program, and they have bought back exactly zero guns for $42 million. So a lot of people
that's a lot of money.
You betcha, for zero guns. So a lot of people are starting to shake their heads at this. I spoke with Tracy Wilson. She's the vice president of communications for the Canadian Coalition of Firearms Rights. And I asked her, like, what is happening here? Can you explain, like, how this program is supposed to work and why there are no guns bought back yet?
The idea behind this program is back in May of 2020, the federal Liberal government decided arbitrarily to ban upwards of 1,500 models and variants of rifles and shotguns. Since then, the number's risen to about 2,000 different kinds of guns. Now, there's about 500,000 of these guns in the hands of licensed gun owners who've owned them safely and without issue for decades, sometimes generations. And the government is saying, not only are these banned, but we're going to come and confiscate them. So, you know, I know they use the word buy back, but we didn't buy them from them to begin with, so we refer to it as a confiscation program. Now, the government announced that it would cost about $750 million to go through this program. They had given us an amnesty to protect gun owners from criminality in the meantime because, you know, now we're stuck with these guns. We can't sell them to each other or back to a store. We've got to keep them. Since then, it's been 4 years. They've extended the amnesty out past the next federal election in October of 2025, and still no program actually exists. Even if you wanted to get rid of your guns, there's nothing you can do with them.
Okay, so in 4 years, they've spent how much money on this program?
They've spent $43 million over the last couple of years developing this program, and not a single gun has been taken. What's really weird is there's actually two different sides to this story. There's the legal individual gun owners like me who own some firearms that were banned in 2020, and then there are retailers who are, some of them, are sitting on hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of inventory that's now unsellable, that they're paying for storage and insurance on. They're willingly, willing to participate in this program. They just want to dump that inventory and get compensated for it so they can invest in other product that they can sell to their clientele, and their lobby group is even willing to help the government with that. They signed a $700,000 contract with the government to help facilitate that. And even from those willing participants, not a single gun has been picked up.
So what do we think is the delay in actually getting this thing up and running? They've been spending money on it, both responsible gun owners and the government. There's gun sellers who want to do this. What's the holdup? Why is this not actually happening yet?
It's going to be a very difficult process to actually do it. When you think of the logistics, You know, think about a country the size of Canada, and these guns exist in every nook and cranny. They're not in major city centers. Like, they're spread out across the country.
Right.
Amongst millions of Canadians who own them. And just the idea of how do you even go about figuring out who's got what, because not all of them are registered. Things like AR-15s would be. But a bunch of other, like, I've had hunting rifles caught up in that. They were not registered because they were previously non-restricted. So they've got no idea who's got what. They've got no idea how many are out there. No idea where they are. And what do you do with them? It is a monumental project that I think if and when they ever do start doing it, it's going to swell into the billions of taxpayer dollars just to facilitate the program itself.
So what do we think, Tracy, would work? Like, if we're talking about, okay, so these guns have been outlawed or it's illegal to sell them. Gun store owners want to participate in this program. Obviously, there is some middle ground there between, like, what governments want, what gun owners want, what gun sellers want. What would work? Do we need, like, a different legislation, a different program? Do we need, like, no program? What's the next step here?
Well, I think the way you would go forward with this is decide what is it that you want. Do you want to reduce crime, violence, and gun smuggling, or do you want to reduce legal gun ownership? Because those are two different projects. And I think the majority of Canadians would agree. The goal here and the investments with our tax dollars should be in reducing the flow of illicit guns across the border, the, you know, repeat violent offenders that are out there committing crimes every day with stolen firearms. You know, those should be the goals, not coming after people who have owned them peacefully and without issue for decades. So that, you know, once you nail that down, then I think you can see where the investments should be. You know, if they are, you know, sure that this is what they want to do and they're going to press forward despite the evidence, then they should start with the retailers because they are willing participants in this. They are also sitting for 4 years. Like, imagine having a warehouse of inventory for 4 years that you're paying insurance and storage on products that you could sell no problem for decades before that, and all of a sudden now it's not okay to sell them through no fault of your own. You know, that's incredibly unfair to most of these are small family-owned businesses who've been through everything every other business went through during the pandemic and the economy and everything else. So, you know, I have mixed feelings on it. I feel as an individual gun owner, I've owned these firearms for decades. I've never been a danger to public safety. The majority of gun owners, you know, overwhelming majority, store their firearms safely and follow the law. And I would really like to see some credible work towards reducing the violent crime that we see in cities across the country every day.
That's Tracy Wilson. She's the Vice President of Communications for the Canadian Coalition of Firearms Rights. And an interesting further angle to this story, Simi, that's kind of developing. The thought from the federal government was that they would try to use Canada Post to facilitate some of the surrender of these guns from private citizens.
I don't see how Canada Post would want to do
They have said, we are not going to do that. So a lot of complications here, a lot of money being spent for not a lot of results. I can see how people would be frustrated with this.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for telling us all about it.
Got it.
That is our Scott Schatzer. If you want to weigh in, Simi at cknw.com.